Welcome to Sound Body Wisdom. I'm Jacqueline Westhead, and today I'm going to talk a little bit about personal awareness and why it's such an important tool. And I'm going to also offer you a simple exercise that you can do anytime, anywhere to help you develop your personal awareness. So hopefully this will help you get some insight into what's going on behind the scenes, in your unconscious and in your habits. Most of the time throughout our days, our unconscious is really calling the shots in how we think and react, how we feel and perceive. And most of the time, we don't even realize it. We think that we're just these autonomous beings and we're just doing whatever it is we do. But, you know, a huge player is really the unconscious. Day to day, there are any number of bells and whistles sort of setting off inside based on cues or situations. And we don't even realize that we've gone on autopilot, that the situation or the triggers are instigating habits in how we respond, how we feel. So this is true because our brains are actually incredible. They're incredibly efficient, and they're designed to create habits. The less energy they use, the better. So you don't have to think about every little thing. And this is true with emotional responses or our thoughts or our perceptions. They're influenced so much by this really grand network that's happening behind the scenes, this network that is our unconscious. So, you know, my interest really is in what are the things we can do to expand our awareness and understand more about what's happening behind the scenes. You know, I think I was talking to a friend last year and saying, you know, when I grow my awareness, oftentimes there might be something that's happening behind the scenes. And if I can just glimpse it enough to sort of like grab it by the tail and say, hey, you know, I see you, then I develop a different relationship with whatever that habit or pattern or reaction is that's been playing out through my unconscious. And, you know, I saw this friend recently and they said, oh my God, that stayed with me all year, that idea of catching it by the tail. And it helped me to realize that it is. It's an interaction that I have with these habits or these patterns that are running. So it really is that. And it really is that simple. It's about how do you create space in your day so you can actually get a glimpse of the triggers, the habits, or the patterns that are running. Sort of these templates that have been put in place or we put in place for any number of reasons. And how do we ask, are these serving me? Are these still nourishing me? And if they're not, then we are empowered to change them. And this applies across the board. Like I was saying, you know, these templates, these patterns, these habits, they influence our emotions, our thoughts, our reactions, how we see the world. All of this can translate into how we feel, into physical symptoms, or anything in our day-to-day living, how we meet the world. So this is something we want to be able to interact with and intervene because it's everything. It's who we are and how we feel in this world. And you know what? It's what we're capable of. So getting to know what's happening behind the scenes, it's empowering. It's empowering for making new choices. So, you know, no matter what you call it, whether it's meditation or mindfulness practice or just developing your awareness, the name, it doesn't matter. It's about finding what works for you so you can grow it, you can expand it. So there's lots of different paths and you ultimately want to find what works for you. So I want to offer something that I call interrupting the ordinary. It's really, really simple, you know, because a lot of times people think this practice or this work that it needs to be difficult or that it's got to be so much work in order for it to be effective. And, you know, I'm really all about just start small. Just keep it simple. Keep it real. But, you know, most importantly, just keep it doable. Because if you can just manage something small, you can always expand on it. So to me, it's like, if you're not able to take on something that's a bigger practice, then just do one small practice or a small exercise or some simple tool or whatever you want to call it. And if that works for you, you can always expand on it. Okay, so interrupting the ordinary. So the next time you're doing some, say, like everyday ordinary task, like brushing your teeth, you're just going to take a few extra minutes while you're doing it, right? We're going to turn it into sort of a treasure hunt of observations. So if you're brushing your teeth, maybe simply start out by noticing how much tension you have in your hand or your fingers, how they make contact with the brush, or the motion of your wrist or your hand. Maybe notice what thoughts are coming to mind, or the way your feet, how they make contact with the floor. Notice if you're shifting your weight, placing more in a left hip or the right hip, moving side to side. Just anything like that. Just go as deep as you can, as far as the layers of observation, and simply make note of them. You can't do this right or wrong, and there's no way to mess it up. It's just about noticing things. And it becomes different from the normal, because normally we brush our teeth without thinking about it. Here, you're bringing your attention to it, and that's the key. You're choosing to direct your attention. And as soon as you start being able to direct your attention in something that is usually on autopilot, you're going to change the way your unconscious works. You know, I know it might be sort of challenging to believe that something so simple might have a long-term benefit, but it really does. Simply interrupting the ordinary, like brushing your teeth while directing your attention, it allows you to invite something new in the midst of the habitual pathway. So this really just helps you develop a connection with what your unconscious flow is, and then gradually you develop your ability to interact in this process. So learning to develop this engagement during just routine tasks or innocuous events like brushing your teeth, it is going to help you build your skills for more stressful or triggering situations, or, I mean, any place where you feel like you just don't understand what's happening or know why you do what you do or how to step into making changes. So this is going to help you with these situations in the future. So regular practice of this throughout your day, it helps develop it, make it stronger, more flexible. I mean, you could think of it as like proactive mental hygiene, and that it assists in creating space, really, between your thoughts and the action. It guides you towards seeing the design of the unconscious, and it gives you an opportunity to interrupt, interact, and engage it. Now, imagine having the ability to interrupt, interact, and engage in situations where it is more challenging or difficult. It really does support you in noticing these previously like almost invisible steps that lead up to you having a reaction or the behavior that you end up doing. Or it can help you notice what habits are your current default and if they're really helpful for you. And it also helps show you the ripple effect of these habits in your mind, in your body. So your ability to recognize or identify any of these, it empowers you to interact and make new choices. It supports us in seeing possibilities for shifting patterns or habits that, you know, you just might no longer need. And that, to me, is what gets exciting. Just that there are glimpses of choice that happen, that can happen. And if you're able to make any small changes or interact in some small ways, you'll always be able to build on that. So as soon as you're able to just kind of get a glimpse in between the spaces of habit or even realize that a habit's running, you are just so far out in the field of making changes. It's incredible. So yeah, I get really excited about this. And I mean, the thing that's also cool about this is that you have to engage it. You know, this practice or this exercise or this work, because it's going to be different for everybody. you know, I can offer this as something to try, but really, it's you. You have to take it into the laboratory of you, and you play with it, and you notice what you notice, and you see how to adapt it to you. And that's where you're going to get the juiciest information. So, you know, feel free to be in touch. I'm always happy to improvise or get creative with people around exercises or how to really customize tools for you and make sure it's going to work, because that's what this is all about. It's figuring it out for you. Okay, I could keep going, but I'm going to wrap it up there. As always, send comments or questions to my website, soundbodywisdom.com. I'm Jacqueline, and thanks for taking this time with me. All right, take care.